This morning, my assignment is the subject, Just Do It. Just do it. Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 5, beginning with the fourth verse. It's our gospel this morning, Luke chapter 5, beginning with the fourth verse. I just want to emphasize this part of the scripture. When you have it, say amen. The fifth chapter of Luke, beginning at verse 4. Amen. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. May God add a blessing to the hearing and the doing of his holy word. Please pray with me. God of power and God of might, you have a unique purpose for each and every one of your children. You have a blueprint, a plan, a strategy for each one of us so that we fit within your divine calling. We ask, Lord, that you would open our eyes to see and our minds to understand that you have called us to this place, Christ Lutheran Church. And you have called us to serve your mission here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus was preaching to a large crowd. The crowd grew larger and larger and moved in closer to Jesus. Jesus began to get pressed in from all sides. Many folks could no longer see him or hear him. It became more and more difficult for Jesus to preach effectively as the people kept coming. The crowds wanted this sermon from Jesus badly, and they would not be denied. So we are told that Jesus spots two fishing boats on the shore and asks one fisherman named Simon if he could take him out of the water so that everybody could see and hear him as he taught God's word. And after Jesus finished preaching, he tells Simon, "I have a specific message for you. This is your personal word of the Lord. Let down your nets. Let's do some fishing." But Simon Peter reminds Jesus, "Hey, wait a minute. You probably didn't know it, but we've been working hard all night long. There ain't any fish to be had. We're all sweaty and tired. Our muscles ache and our backs are sore. Jesus, you caught me on the shore because we just returned from fishing. We gave it our best shot, but we didn't catch anything. We're through. That's it. We're throwing in the towel. We're calling it a day. It's been a hard day's night." Have you ever had an attitude like Peter? "Jesus, you just don't understand. I know you mean well, but this situation I've wrestled with, I carried it all night long. It's not going to change. I've already pulled out all the stops. I've exhausted all my resources and tried all avenues without any success. I appreciate your concern. But really, Jesus, it's out of your hands. It's beyond your expertise. I have so much personal experience with this situation, you're not going to be able to change it. Lord, it's hopeless. These are impossible circumstances. I've been there and I've done that. It's not going to work, Jesus. Some things we just have to learn to live with. Don't try to get my hopes up, Jesus, because I give up. So Peter said, Jesus, what you fail to realize is that I'm a fisherman. That's who I am. That's what I do. I have a natural gift in this area. I'm practiced. I'm trained. And I have many years of experience. For me, fishing is like the yin and the yang, a horse and a carriage. It's like pancakes and syrup. I know this lake like the back of my hand. It's 13 miles long and 7.5 miles wide. There's no fish to be had. I'm a skilled professional. No offense, Jesus, but it isn't your background. Isn't your background carpentry? You're an expert in wood. If I were making a cabinet or something, I could understand your interference. But this is different. This is fishing. You know what you and I do? Sometimes we cut Jesus off from helping and healing us. Well, you don't hear me this morning. Sometimes you stop Jesus from saving and setting you free. Sometimes you keep the Lord from influencing and affecting a situation because you do not believe and you do not do what he tells you to do. You do not trust that nothing is impossible, that God can make a way out of no way, that no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. Sometimes Jesus can do no miracles because of your unbelief. This brother, Simon Peter, was frustrated and way past disappointment. How could Jesus even ask him to go on and try again? Simon Peter was saying, Lord, you just don't know me. You're not feeling me. Does anybody here know what it's like to feel critiqued about your failure? You already did your best and somebody asked you to try again? Folks don't know what you've been through, what your experience is. You learned your lessons, you did your homework, you drank your milk, you cleaned your plate, you always said please and thank you, you dotted your I's and crossed your T's, you tucked in your shirt, you sat up straight, you paid your dues, you said your prayers, and all of that didn't matter. It made no difference in the way things turned out and the results that you received. It wasn't supposed to be like this. What did I do to deserve this? You did everything society told you. You echoed what your generation said, and you followed your peer group. And now you want me to let down my nets and try again? I've been hurt before. I'm not falling for that again. Burn me once, shame on you. But burn me twice, shame on me. That's it. I'm giving up. What does Jesus know about my business and my personal problems, my relationships, my family, my illness, my marriage, my dreams, and my desires? Jesus, you're a moral teacher. You give nice religious platitudes, but I live in the real world, and it's not worth trying again. I haven't been able to catch anything, and you tell me to let down my nets again. Enough is enough. It's time to move on. It's time to get out. Simon is ready to call it quits, to give up, to be satisfied with mediocrity, to be content with being average, going through the motions of life and just continuing to keep up the routine. Don't you see, every day Peter and his crew puts out of the deep. He knows the time. He knows the right area of water for the best chance of success. He knows the fish aren't biting. And it just doesn't make any sense to let down his nets again. But Peter does it anyways. Peter says, I wouldn't, but since it's you asking me, Jesus, I'll do it again. In obedience, an action of compliance, He lets down his nets one more time. And the scripture says they caught such a large quantity of fish that their nets began to tear. Sometimes what has us stuck in a situation, what has stopped our success, sometimes the reason why we fail at the task or come up short in our endeavors is because of the lack of obedience to the Lord. Hello, somebody. God is telling you what to do. We should know what we ought, could, can, and are able to do, but we don't do it. We live in a time where there is a plethora of excuses for churches not moving forward. We commune in a community with a host of justifications of why we can't make it as a congregation anymore. We survive in a season filled with rationalizations for why we give up and just see what fate has for the future. Jesus told Peter to let down his nets again. And it was so full of fish that the nets were about to break. Peter now understood who was calling him. Do you all realize who is calling you to let down your nets again? Christ is calling you to take the time now to refocus, redeploy, rewrite, and redo his mission here. Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Are we his disciples? You bet we are. And that means obedience, doing what God tells us to do. We're not here to play around or make excuses. The Lord is calling Christ Lutheran Church to let down your nets again. The Lord is asking that you trust him again during this transition. Your nets are about to overflow with blessings if you would just do it. Let down your nets again. Invite, share, give away your faith between Sundays. Break the silence. God will speak to folks' hearts and draw them near. Just do it. Let down your nets again. You need to pray more. I know that God may have seemed to be distant lately. Maybe you begged and pleaded for an answer, but talk to the Lord one more time. Just do it. Let down your nets again in the waters of forgiveness. It may seem like 70 times 7. I know they hurt you and you'll never forget, but you have to let go of the bitterness. Just do it. Let down your nets again. You may have failed, but that was then, and this is now. Your past is your past, and your future is yet to be revealed. Get up and try again. Just do it. Let down your nets again. Work with that child of yours. They've been too much to handle. They don't listen to you. But remember, God never gave up on you. Just do it. Let down your nets again. You served in this church before and our school in the past, but this body of Christ needs you right now. Commit your time to serve. Ask the school and the church where they need you. You can make a difference. Just do it. Let down your nets again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. Just do it. Your nets are about to break. The Psalm 1 says you're like a tree planted by the rivers that bring forth fruit in due season. This is the season. Your nets are about to break. Romans 8, all things work for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Your nets are about to break. Jeremiah 29 says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm, plans to give you hope and a future. Your nets are about to break. 1 Corinthians 2 says, the eye is not seen, nor the ear heard, all that the Lord has in store for you. Your nets are about to break. Luke 11 says, I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Your nets are about to break. Zechariah 4 says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Your nets are about to break. Matthew 16, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. I feel like channeling Joshua this morning, so you excuse me. But he said, choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let down your nets again. Just do it. Amen.